You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The Avalanche beat Arizona in overtime last night at Ball Arena.
They must be exhausted today.
Yeah, I went overtime.
Man,
that's a lot of skating.
Rest up, fellas.
The LA Kings will be in town for a game tomorrow night. That's also when the Nuggets get back in action with a game in Memphis. Then they're supposed to turn around and have a game in Denver on Saturday. Let's hope that the weather doesn't prevent the team from getting back. I know if it does, Jeremy, Josh, and I have been asked to suit up and play.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do work for the same company.
We'll step in. No problemo.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy's pretty good with that crossover dribble. So, Speaking of sports, there's a lot of people. Well, I guess I should be fair and honest in my reporting. There are some people who think this is great. Others not so much. But there's already, you know, stuff going on down in Texas that's, you know, lifting mandates to wear masks and stuff like that. Well, now the Texas Rangers baseball team plans to pack their stadium to full capacity for their home opener in just a few weeks, less than a month away. They've said, listen, we're going to encourage people to wear a mask at all times except when they're eating and drinking.
Which is like the whole game.
Yeah. And when people are entering and exiting, we're going to ask them to social distance.
Too soon. I mean, can't we just give it another month or two?
How stupid are we?
Too soon. So just many people in one spot.
Can you let it go like another 60, 90 days until the vaccination process is a little bit farther along?
Oy.
Anyway, I have no more to say about that because I don't want to anger.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Anyone remember who William Shatner is? Anyone? Anyone?
Oh my God, this birthday is insane.
His birthday's coming up on the 22nd, and check this out. Mr. Shatner is going to be 90 years old, joining the team of Clint Eastwood, James Earl Jones, and Robert Duvall. All those dudes are 90 now. The New York Post is saying that he's going to celebrate with a party featuring a replica of the Enterprise from Star Trek, which a fan built for him. Should be very, right. It's very lifelike. Other fans are going to be able to buy tickets to the event for $50, it sounds like, and for $1,500. You can purchase a special package, including a dinner and a tour, plus a photo that's been autographed. The party's not happening until July, so hopefully everyone's, you know, coming to the party vaccinated, and Shatner will be fine, I guess.
You know, 90, though. He is. The funny thing is, he's an American treasure, and yet he's Canadian. But we've borrowed him from Canada, so let's call him an American treasure.
All right. You want to play that?
No, dying to. I've decided I don't want to. I was going to play a clip from his singing career. It lasts 2 seconds. Okay, I will.
Okay.
William Shatner and his recording career.
Mr. Tambourine Man!
There you go. Now.
Wasn't worth it. What else?
Everyone else, Google who William Shatner is. Here's some people we might know. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Sources are saying that they're no longer speaking, Dom. Uh-oh. Kanye has apparently changed all of his phone numbers and said, hey, Kimmy Kim, if you need to reach me, contact me through my security team. I guess they are still co-parenting the kids. Kanye is visiting them regularly, but I guess it's like in passing, so Kim has to leave and then he shows up. And this story says they also have an army of nannies to make the transition easy. So the nannies are taking care of the kids as Kim leaves. And then Kanye shows up with his fancy sneakers and spends some
I'm
time.
I'm confident that all of these children will be completely well-adjusted.
I think it's
by
all,
all
going to work
out. By the
time
they reach adulthood, they'll be so well-adjusted.
It's all going to work out just fine.
That army of nannies will make sure that those kids are fine.
Hopefully they got some good nannies, man. Here's some random stuff you can find over on our Facebook today. I posted a video of a Subway employee's TikTok video that shows a customer demanding pretty much a full bottle's worth of sriracha on their Subway sandwich. She just makes the person behind the counter keep squeezing and squeezing, and pretty much it's the entire bottle of sriracha on the sandwich, Dom.
Too goopy.
Very, very goopy. Another thing on there you can find is a stuntman in California. He sat in a pool of bean dip for 24 hours as a stunt to save his favorite Mexican restaurant and kind of to bring awareness to helping support local restaurants.
All right.
Story says he had like a funnel and a tube thing hooked up in case he needed to pee in the 24 hours instead of ruining all those beans, Dom. Ugh. And the last thing you can find on there, if you've always wondered what it would sound like if a classically trained keyboardist played the Super Mario Brothers theme in the way of like Mozart on a harpsichord. The video's pretty solid.
I listened to
that
it this morning.
That dude is really good.
I listened to it and it did make me smile.
It was really good. Vaxies, that's a new term out there this morning. It's the new term for vaccination selfies that people are posting after they get their shots. So you
want me to take one tonight?
I'm getting my vaxie. Yeah, you should. You should. Are you going to talk about what you were wanting to do later when you get your vaccine?
Maybe.
Or is it inappropriate?
It's inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate.
But B, I might still at least talk about it.
Speaking of the vaccines, would you trust this? The CDC is working with the Dollar General stores to figure out a way to use its stores to help with the vaccine rollout. So you get a dollar store vaccine. It's the same stuff. It's just where they're doing it. You're kind of like,
Well, it's going to come
down. It's going to help a lot of communities.
Sure, but it would just simply come down to who is, administering the vaccine.
Sure.
The location doesn't matter. It's who is doing it. If it's just, Carol, who's been a checker there.
Carol,
for
who's running the back room. I got this.
Yeah, I'd like somebody who's knowledgeable.
Yes,
but.
The Philippines have banned public displays of affection to try to curb the spread of COVID-19. Can we do that here? I don't want to see people making out anymore.
Well, there's levels of it, though.
Yeah.
Like, you guys even hold hands, so that's a PDA.
It is. Yeah, that's the first base of PDA, I guess. New report found that the average American only spent 26 hours in traffic last year because of the pandemic. In 2019, we spent 99 hours in traffic. So basically, we've gained back 3 days of our life because we haven't been sitting in traffic, right? Yeah, is right.
But you know what? The bad news with that is that so many hours of the Dom and Jeremy show that people miss. That's why our podcasts are booming.
They're huge, booming. Over 1 million listens on those. Finally, let me give you your Fat America. This story says 5 years ago, Taco Bell offered the Quesalupa. I don't think I've ever had the Quesalupa. It was for a limited time, and then they pulled it, but I guess people were ranting and raving, and it's coming back, Dom. It's a chalupa shell with a bunch of cheese melted inside, and then the taco filling stuff on top. This time around, they're putting in 50% more cheese. Yum. Quesalupa, coming back. All right, clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go over to our Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I said this guy is my hero, this video on there. Of a guy that was so bored during quarantine that he built an entire video store in his basement. And the videos are insane. It's so well done. And he's got so many 80s references. And he even had some He-Man toys and stuff in there. So he had me all through the video. There's even a little adult film section behind the counter. It's really, really well done.
So he created like a little home Blockbuster. Is that it?
A little home Blockbuster. So you got to see the video. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.